بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في قرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذا نودي للصلاه من يوم الجمعه فاسعوا الى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم ان كنتم تعلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي واحده صلى الله به عشره او كما قال عليه الصلاه والتسليم صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاكرين والشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praise belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Lord of the worlds, Master on the Day of Judgment. May peace and salutations be on our beloved leader and guide, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in a hadith that of all the days, the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, is the most virtuous. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted the Muslim Ummah the day of Friday, the day of Jumu'ah is our day. And we can safely say that the day of Jumu'ah is the best day of the week. So in this afternoon's discourse, we will highlight the excellence of the day of Jumu'ah as well as what are those actions that we need to be doing on this day of Jumu'ah. And we definitely and very well know that the day of Jumu'ah commences at the time of Maghrib. So when the time of Maghrib sets in, the next day commences. Like Thursday night, Maghrib time, the next day, the day of Jumu'ah has commenced. So what should we do when the night of Jumu'ah and the day of Jumu'ah commences? Firstly, we need to make sure that we perform our Maghrib Salah with Jama'ah. And thereafter, when we return to our homes, then we send abundance of durood upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu bihi ashra, that person who sends one durood upon me, that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will get the reward of 10. Whenever we send durood and salutations upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, special angels are deputed to take our salutations and mention our names as well as our father's names in the company and in the presence of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. How fortunate are we? So our salutations are presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the more of durood and salutations we send to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we show our love for Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how can we beautify our day of Jumu'ah or the day of Jumu'ah by sending abundance of durood to Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In one hadith, Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, he who reads a single durood upon me, Almighty Allah blesses him 10 times. 10 of his sins are forgiven and he is increased 10 times in stages internally. So that is the reward that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given for that person who sent durood upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will get 10 sins of his forgiven as well as Allah will increase him as well. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, recite durood upon me in abundance on the day of Jumu'ah since they are presented to me. And then on the contrary, for those people who do not send salutations and durood upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us listen attentively to the severe warning that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may humiliation be the lot for that man who, when I am mentioned in his presence, does not pray of blessings to me. So that person, when he hears the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he does not send durood and salutations to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will be humiliated. This is the severe warning that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions.
So let us show our love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for all the sacrifices that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has done during his lifetime. And even Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know he would, even on the day of Qiyamah, he won't worry for himself, but rather Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say, "Ummati, ummati, my followers, my followers." So the least that we can do when we hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us send abundance of durood and salutations on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And on the day of Jumu'ah, let us increase our salutations to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one hadith it is mentioned, if a person sends 1,000 durood on the day of Jumu'ah to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will not leave this world until he sees his place of Jannah in a dream. Subhanallah. So if we have this habit of sending 1,000 durood to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the every Jumu'ah, we will not pass away until we see our place of Jannah in a dream. And when we see this place of Jannah, that is our abode in Jannah, then we must know now our time is close. Now we are going to meet our Creator, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And we will not be saddened. Why? Because we know we are going to Jannah. And as a believer, as a Muslim, we know definitely we are the reciters of the Kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will enter Jannah. There's no doubt about it. But if we err or we go against the commands of Allah, against the Sunnah lifestyle of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then unfortunately we will have to get purified in Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save one and all. And thereafter, when we are purified, then we will enter Jannah. And then when we are in Jannah, we will be there forever and ever, not to go out of there, and that will be our place, and we will enjoy from the beautiful things that will be presented to us in Jannah. Also one hadith regarding durood, whoever reads 100 durood, that is any durood after the Maghrib Salah, on Thursday, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill 30 of his needs or her needs in this world and 70 in the Akhirah. So we need to make an effort every Thursday night that we send, at least we start off with 100 durood so we can get that reward of 30 of our deeds being fulfilled in the world and the 70 that will be fulfilled in the year after. After that is done, then the next thing that we should do in light of the hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, whoever recites Surah Hamim al-Dukhan in the 25th Juz on the night of Jumu'ah, Thursday night, then his sins will be forgiven. So these are the ways of attaining reward and also getting maximum benefit from the day of Jumu'ah by reciting these durood, by reciting the surahs that has been mentioned in the ahadith, so that we create that kind of closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as well as we show the great amount of love for the day of Jumu'ah, because this is the day, it comes once a week, we need to prepare for it, and we need to look forward for the day of Jumu'ah. And if we spend the day of Jumu'ah in the correct manner, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fulfilling every command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the remainder of our week will go very smoothly, and everything will go well for us, inshallah. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned with regards to the recitation of Suratul Kahf. If a person recites Suratul Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, then he will get a special light from this Friday to the next Friday. And also it's mentioned in one narration that the person will have a special light from him to Makkah Mukarramah. And by reciting Suratul Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, we will be saved from all kind of difficulties and problems during the course of the week which we were supposed to be faced with. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will save us. And also another benefit of reciting Suratul Kahf, when the time Kahf comes, if we are living at that time when Dajjal will appear, we won't fall prey to all his evil. And because of our recitation of Suratul Kahf every Friday. And we need to make it a habit ourselves and also amongst our wives and our children at home as well, that this practice of Suratul Kahf must be recited every Friday. Whether we're at home, whether we're on holiday, we need to keep up this good practice so that we can be saved during the course of the week as well as the time when Dajjal will appear. We won't fall prey to all his evil and his mischief because of the recitation of Suratul Kahf. And then now preparing for the day of Jumu'ah, the Friday, the day itself, we make sure that we perform our Fajr Salah, come to the masjid, there's great reward in performing Salah with Jama'ah. When a person comes to the masjid and he performs his Salah with Jama'ah, he gets the reward 27 times more than that person who performs his Salah at home. Thereafter, during the course of the day, there's mention has been made, but we are not been told. There's a moment where du'as are accepted on the day of Jumu'ah. There are various reasons given and various times given when that time is. So let us try to be in lifting our hands and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever we need. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely grant it to us. And one of those times are that after the Asr Salah, that is just prior to Maghrib, 10-15 minutes before, that is the time where dua is accepted on the day of Jumu'ah. So we come early to the masjid and lift our hands up to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and definitely Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant it to us. Remember, when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah answers our duas in one of three ways. The one way will be, whatever we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant it as is. And sometimes we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, Allah will grant us something better. Because Allah is all wise and Allah is all knowing. Allah knows what is good for us. We might think that item is good for us, but Allah knows and Allah will grant us something better. And the third way of our dua being accepted is that whatever dua we make in the world, we must not feel despondent and think my duas are not getting accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There's something better to it, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will keep it for us in the year after. So when we come in front of Allah, Allah will present all these things to us and we will respond and say, Allah, but this is not mine. I never did all these good actions in the world. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remind us. You asked for this, you asked for that, you asked for a lot of things in the world. I did not grant it to you in the world. I have stored it and I have kept it for you here on the day of Qiyamah in Jannah. And then that person will respond and say to Allah, rather not one of my duas would have been accepted in the world. Because in the world, whatever we have, it will be there for a period of time. We pass away, somebody else will enjoy that. But whatever we have in the year after, it will be with us forever and ever and ever. So don't ever be despondent. Let us lift our hands in dua and supplicate and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever we desire. And those things must be permissible things. And thereafter, when we prepare now for the Jumu'ah Salah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention in the verse of the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who believe, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ, that when the call is made for the Jumu'ah Salah, فَسْعَوْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, then hasten to the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَذَرُوا الْبَيْ, and stop business and all the other transactions related to business. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, this is good for you if only you knew. So when that call is given, or even time before the adhan is given, we close our business and we hasten and we come to the masjid for the Jumu'ah Salah. So we need to make preparation for the day of Jumu'ah. We must come early to the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah, because there's so much of reward in store for that person who comes early to the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah. And also, if we have the ability, we try, or we have the, if it's easy for us, that we are staying close by to the masjid. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned in one hadith that if a person walks to the masjid on the day of Jumu'ah, for every step that he takes, he gets 1 year of fasting. Subhanallah. Now it's very difficult for everybody to get this reward, but for those that are close by, let us capitalize and take this opportunity in walking to the masjid and coming for the Jumu'ah Salah, because of the great reward that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got in store for us. And for those that are coming with our cars to the masjid, wherever we park our cars, from that spot till we walk, as we walk into the masjid, every step also for that, we will get rewarded. Same, according to the hadith, for every step that we take, we will get 1 year of fasting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also one important thing, while we are parking our cars in the parking bays across the masjid, wherever it is, make sure it is etiquette that we don't inconvenience our Muslim brother. We don't double park. We don't cause him difficulty, because we don't know, while the Jumu'ah talk is being conducted, while the khutbah, while we are performing our sunan, we will find maybe somebody has to leave the masjid urgently. and he has to go outside, and then he finds he's been parked in and he finds it difficult to go and he's in a serious situation, what do we do? So don't inconvenience other Musallis and other brothers on the day of Jummah. Although we have come earlier, we have read our Suratul Kahf, now we're going to erase all our goodness because we have caused some kind of inconvenience to our Muslim brothers in the parking lot there. Then when we come to the masjid, we listen to the talk. And remember, this is also another important aspect. Sometimes some people, when we look at a person or whichever speaker is addressing us, we just, you know, switch off. Don't look at the person that is conducting the talk. Let us listen to what he is mentioning. He is mentioning with regards to the Quran and whatever is mentioned in the hadith of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we cannot say, I'm not going to listen. We have to listen because these are the words and the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as well as the beautiful words of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sit with the intention of putting into practice and you will get rewarded as well. And you, whatever we have heard, we tell others about it, and in that way we will also get rewarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the good. Thereafter, when the time is given for the four sunnah, after the talk is over, we give you, there's time given 5 minutes for the sunnah mu'akkada. Let us make sure that we perform these four sunnah mu'akkada, because these are the sunnah that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever left out, as well as all the other sunnah for the other salah, that is the Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. There are some sunnah mu'akkada, some sunnah ghair mu'akkada. Sunnah mu'akkada are those sunnah that is emphasized, and we make sure that we perform that sunnah. And also, after the Jummah Salah is concluded, don't let us run out of the masjid and, causing also difficulty to those that are stood up to perform their sunnah. We wait, we perform our four sunnah, which is sunnah mu'akkada, as well as the two sunnah ghair mu'akkada, which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had performed. And in this way, we show our love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, when we revive the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we perform the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are adding blessing to our life. And each one of us are in need of blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when the khutbah is being delivered, we need to be attentive and listen attentively to the khutbah, even if we don't understand Arabic. Many of us that are sitting here might not understand, but let us listen attentively. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you say to your companion, listen attentively on a Friday when the Imam is delivering the khutbah, then you have engaged in idle speech. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari as well as in Muslim Sharif. So if you tell somebody, you by way of sign, or you stop the person, you have engaged in idle talk. Even so much so, when the khutbah is being delivered, a person cannot perform salah. He cannot recite the Quran al-Kareem. He cannot make the dhikr of Allah. He cannot even recite and send durood upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam while the khutbah is being delivered. So good actions are not allowed while the khutbah is being delivered. Then how bad will it be if a person is with his cell phone, he's busy chatting, or he's busy talking away there at the back. And unfortunately, in many masajid in our country and even abroad, we find our brothers are not listening attentively to the khutbah and they are not silent. So this is a serious thing, and let us be quiet and attentive during the khutbah. No talking, not even telling a person by sign to be quiet. And thereafter, when the salah is commenced, we perform our salah. After the salah, dua has been made, and again emphasizing that don't leave the masjid after the dua is made. Let us read our four sunnah, which is sunnah mu'akkada. Thereafter, the two sunnah ghair mu'akkada, which is also a sunnah which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had performed, and showing our love for Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then when we leave the masjid and we go home, it is very difficult for people, many people, to fulfill the sunnah. But we can fulfill this sunnah which I will mention just now when we are on holiday and public holidays. It was Sahal bin Sa'd radiallahu anhu had mentioned that day the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, after the Jummah Salah, they would eat. So to eat after the Jummah Salah is also sunnah. Like I mentioned, everybody cannot practice upon the sunnah. People have to go to their businesses, others have to return to work. So it will be very difficult for them to follow and practice upon the sunnah. And the other sunnah is to have the afternoon nap, which is also sunnah. So if you cannot do it in the normal, our daily routine, when we are working, then when we on holiday, on the public holidays, we practice upon those sunnah of eating after the Jummah Salah, as well as having the afternoon nap. And this also shows the love that we have for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He grants us the true understanding of what has been said to practice righteous deeds. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it so that every Friday we take great benefit from the day of Jumu'ah and we send abundance of durood to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We recite Surah Dukhan, we recite Surah Tulkaf, because that will be a way of us being saved from Dajjal. Ameen wa ma'alina illa al-balagh.